This has been a tough year for everyone. Paul Dempsey from Something for Kate. You are not in that group. You've had a whole heap of very good things happen. How are you going? What have you been doing during your pandemic?
Mostly staying at home here in Melbourne and, following the guidelines, keeping out of trouble. But things are looking up and, the weather's improving and, we're looking forward to an enjoyable summer, we hope.
How good is it seeing people out in the wild again, Paul?
Yeah, look, it is really, it is amazing just to sort of drive down a busy strip and see people sitting outside and eating and drinking and socialising. You know, I mean, we obviously couldn't do anything like that for, the second lockdown was a good 3 months and, the streets were obviously dead quiet and it felt like a ghost town. So, just to have the sun shining and see people out enjoying their friends, company and stuff, it's a really great thing to see. And there's just a real feeling in the air as well that, we achieved something pretty massive together. And that's a good feeling.
Well, obviously you said 3 months, it's a lot of downtime. What do you do for fun or as a hobby? I know you've been working on covers and I know you've been working on the music and I know you've been homeschooling the kids, but like, what do you do on a day where you just want to relax? Do you read a book? Do you play some video games? What does Paul Dempsey do?
I do love to read. We do have two young kids, so, we're always spending time with them. But, if I get an hour or two to myself, then I'll either be reading a book or I'm a bit of a fiend for a cryptic crossword too.
Oh, so like the ones out of the paper, or do you look a little bit deeper maybe on the internet for those ones?
No, I just do the one. I do the one in the Age newspaper down here, but I only do the one on Fridays. It's a particularly tricky one. The guy who does it, I don't know if you know of Dave Astle. He's on TV and he's kind of got a reputation as being the sort of king of wordplay. So I only do the Dave Astle one.
That's fair enough. Hey, one in a back. You do say you've been dealing with a couple of young kids during this lockdown, and obviously a lot of that has been homeschooling. How do you think you've fared as a teacher? Are the kids better or worse off than when you started, you reckon?
First of all, I don't want to take any of the credit away from their actual teacher, mm-hmm. who has been amazing. We've been, connecting online every day, through Google. So she's been incredible through it all. And I'm just there to kind of sit next to them and, offer any backup where it's needed. But I actually think they've really enjoyed it. And I think it's actually been a good thing for them. And it's been really interesting for me to see how they learn and, how they take information on board. And, I don't think parents don't usually get to see, their kids learning in the classroom day in, day out. So it was quite enjoyable. But, I'm very happy that they're back at school now.
Something else that you're very happy about, big bloody day for you guys, The Modern Medieval. Mate, I had to listen to it front to back. It is a spectacular album. So first of all, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Josh.
How excited are you?
Oh, look, we're very excited and, relieved in some ways, but just really happy that people are finally going to hear it, because we've been, we finished it about a year ago. It was obviously meant to come out earlier in the year and we couldn't make it happen. We've been living with it for a year. So it feels great to finally share it and, get some kind of reaction and hopefully people enjoy it. It's great. Finally.
You guys have all been like busy individually, but like 7 years between Something for Kate Drinks it's a pretty long time. Like, what made you want to dip the toe back in and do something back with the full band rather than just your solo stuff?
I just like changing things around all the time. It's just fun to always be doing something different, and it kind of keeps everything fresh, and it's not like we took a 7 year break. We've actually played shows or toured in every one of those 7 years. It's just really hard to, coming up with new material and writing a new record. It just requires a, 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 a different kind of focus and a lot more time. And obviously we have all been raising young families and stuff. So just really being able to make the time to focus on new material has been tricky. And we have been working on it for a few years as well, but there's just, you know, stuff comes up. I've been doing solo things here and there, but I've also, you know, been playing shows with the David Bowie band overseas, and stuff like that comes up that's pretty hard to say no to, and suddenly a couple of months of your life's gone. So there's been lots of really good interruptions, but it's nice to finally have it done.
Because you put so much time into it, you can almost hear it. Like, I really like the cool synth sounds on the record, and that's something you guys, something for Kate, are pretty known for. Every song, it's like, it's fine-tuned particularly for that song. How much time do you spend on, like, making sure each instrument is right sounding for the song that you're recording?
Well, a lot, you know. I mean, that's really what makes the album. I mean, you know, you could record all the songs just with the same guitar sounds and the same drum sounds, and the whole album would end up being pretty one-dimensional. So it is important to us to, you know, yeah, try and find the right guitar tones and the right drum sounds, the right keyboard sounds. I guess it's all that arranging and creating textures and atmospheres. And that's what makes it feel like, that's what makes you want to listen to the whole album instead of just, you know, playing one track and forgetting about the rest of them. It's, you know, I guess the aim is to try and create a sort of a journey for the listener. Mm-hmm. So, you know, each track just kind of gently leads you into the next one, and you know, before you know it, you've listened to the whole record.
I was literally about to bring that up, because it sounds like every single song in this record was meant to go into the next song, and people underestimate how hard it is to get that done. Is that where a lot of your time gets spent fine-tuning it, or...?
Not really. I mean, look, I guess these days fewer and fewer people are actually listening to entire albums, you know, because you can queue things up on your stream, on your phone or whatever. You can queue up the next track and you can make your own mixes and playlists. That's all fantastic. But we still, you know, we really like the kind of, you know, like the 45-minute journey of an album that, you know, really kind of takes you somewhere else. So, yeah, look, it does take a extra time to sort of get that right. But we don't, you know, we don't write the songs, you know, according to how they're going to flow into each other. That's actually, you sort of do that afterwards. You record all the songs, and then later on when you're mastering it, you kind of go, okay, what order should we put these in? And you just sort of, you know, you just try and find the order that works so that everything sort of sits nicely back to back.
Well, you've had a bit of help with this one as well, because you recorded it up in Byron with a couple of your very, very close mates in your producer, and obviously also Bernard Fanning. What's he like to work with? Have you done it much before besides, like, you know, your covers and stuff?
No, we haven't really spent much time in the studio together, but we've toured together, I think Powderfinger and Something for Kate have played more shows with each other than... you know, than either of us ever played with any other band.
That's cool.
We just did so much touring together because we, you know, we all get along great, and you know, we just always had a lot of fun traveling together. So, you know, we're all good friends, and obviously we recorded the album up near Byron in a studio that Bernard co-owns with Nick Dedea, who produced the record. So, you know, everyone was there, everyone was around. And, you know, there's one track on the album that I knew I wanted another voice on, like to actually sing like lead vocals at times, because there's like two characters in the song. So it was really easy to sort of turn around and tap Bernard on the shoulder for that one.
Was it like, you know, when you have a whole heap of your mates in a classroom that you don't normally get a class in, were you distracting each other through the recording process? Did it take a little bit longer than it normally did, or...?
No, look, it was pretty good. You know, Bernard, you know, obviously having made several records himself, I think he really respects the studio space and the kind of inter-band chemistry. And he was very, I think, we would have been happy for him to, you know, drop by as much as he liked and sit on the sofa or whatever. But, you know, I think... it's just that respect thing. You know the band's working, you kind of leave them to it. I've been like that with other friends as well. You know, I've had you know, friends, bands who are in Melbourne recording, they're not usually here or whatever, and, you know, there's a temptation to go hang out, but you know they're working, you've got to leave them to it.
Well, have you got a tour on the cards once everything goes back to normal? Please say yes.
Look, the honest answer is yes, we do have some tour dates booked, but we're just not going to announce anything until we're absolutely sure that we're not going to have to turn around and disappoint people. So
you spent a lot of this year being responsible, Paul Dempsey, looking after your kids and being in the lockdown. It would be a real weird time to stop now.
Yeah, well, look, you just don't want to. I feel like people have been through a lot this year, and you just don't want to deal them another disappointment by saying, "Yay, we're going on tour," and then having to say, "Oh, sorry, we can't." You know, so when the time comes, and if it's all still looking good, we'll be very excited to announce some dates.
Paul Dempsey, Something for Kate's new album is called The Modern Medieval. It is damn good. It's out right now. Go stream it. Go buy it from all your record stores. You're a legend. Thanks so much for having a chat to us here at Triple M.
Thank you, Josh. Pleasure.